Hey there. Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that makes your day a little bit brighter. I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie.
Carrie is an internationally best-selling children's book author.
Sean used to be a cop, but now he's not.
And as usual, we're joined by our dog, Sparty. Sparty's a guy.
We'll be giving dog tips and writing tips, and we always start off with a random thought of the day, which most often happens in bed. So stay with us, and maybe you'll learn something.
Hopefully.
Maybe not.
Random thought time. So, this is a very special edition. It's a new podcast. Same podcast. New theory, new idea that I came up with myself. It's called Carrie After Dark. Because Carrie is human. Even though she's a children's book author. And very, very sweet lady. Every once in a while, she
has to just cut loose.
What's wrong with that?
People who don't cut loose are listening to this podcast.
I know. I'm basically giving them fair warning to bail now. If you're under 18, you need to go ask your parents if you can listen to this podcast. Otherwise, enjoy yourselves and don't judge.
Don't judge.
Hey Sean,
where are we?
I'm at Sam Orchard.
What did we just go to?
We went to a very nice swanky party on the ocean.
And who was in charge of the swanky party?
You mean who was it?
Rich people.
Right.
And they all had salmon pants.
Not all of them, but
pretty
just
much
enough to make me jealous. Yes. What's your point?
It's a random thought, so I don't have to have
it. Oh, that's true. That's true.
So we went just once.
Did you have a good time?
I don't remember. So we
Bullshit.
Just went. Sean, that was
what?
A swear.
I'm sorry. Did you have a good time?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what's the host doing?
Drink some pitches.
Sleeping.
What is the host doing at the party?
Sleeping?
No, he's not sleeping. He's sitting.
Petting his dog.
What did you do when we were leaving?
Thank you.
You what?
I said thank you.
You said thank you?
Uh-huh.
Is that all you said?
I don't remember anymore.
Okay, that's fair. But did he get excited?
I don't remember. His wife was really happy.
They were very happy with whatever you said, because I couldn't hear it. Bud Light 3. Yes, sir.
Corona?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, no have lunch.
Oh, no, it's good.
No
worries. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
So yeah, we were at this party, and I said something to the host, and allegedly, the host got very excited.
The host's wife did.
And I don't know what I said anymore.
Thank you, ma'am. It doesn't matter.
We're currently
What matters is that you're a fucking diplomatic
Sean,
at these kind of situations.
You're swearing. Now we're going to have to have an explicit podcast.
We're not
going
to have to nothing.
You're going
to
have to.
There's no the end.
No, there is.
I'll tell you when there's the end.
I'm the ending because I have the phone.
You already established the rule.
So, obviously, we didn't do the best random thought there, so we tried again because we were relentless. In our very sad pursuit of making something worth listening to. And here's our second attempt for Carrie After Dark.
That sounds so naughty. It's like Elvira. Okay, hold on. Here we go.
So it's Random Thoughts of the Pod at Siam Orchid, which is a restaurant in Bar Harbor.
It's our go-to late-night restaurant. It carries... had too much to drink to cook on a gas range.
Really?
Really what?
What?
Yes, really, that's the truth. This is Carrie After Dark. It's like Anthony Bourdain on steroids. All right.
Why would I be him on steroids?
Steroids is probably the wrong word, but we did just come from a very swanky party.
It is really swanky. There was this man who apparently it's a Budweiser family. Did you hear that, Shawnee?
Was that Red Jacket?
No, it was Red Pants. It was Sam Pants, big hair guy.
Yeah, Sam Pants, big hair.
He is the grandchild of the Budweiser thing.
So, what does that mean? He's rich and he doesn't do crap?
That he's rich and he wears Salmon Pants and he doesn't follow the Budweiser branding.
He gets Salmon Pants at TJ Maxx. Oh my God.
I don't think they were from TJ Maxx Salmon Pants. We were at a really swanky party.
Anyways, whatever. It was a cool party.
Sean had a lot of oysters.
What? No.
I'm not lying.
Carrie had a lot of oysters.
I had two oysters.
I made pork sliders. Sliders with coleslaw on top. And I had a lot of other shellfish. And oysters. Selfish.
You forgot
Stop
me.
Stop being so selfish. I eat. That's what I do when I go to swanky parties is I eat. Carrie does the bullshitting. I mean the diplomacy. I do the eating.
Shawnee.
And the drinking.
You've sworn so much.
It's Carrie After Dark, baby.
No, it's still dark.
No, it's not. It's Carrie After Dark.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is. This is the new, improved Carrie. Anyways, go ahead.
Go ahead.
What do you want to say? Besides, you had a good time.
I am.
And you were nervous.
I wasn't a lot nervous.
Anxious?
Not really. So.
Okay.
You
were nothing.
If you let me talk. Nope. I have social anxiety prior to every event that I go to. It's sort of like stage fright. But Sean has just put his head in his hands and he's snoring, which doesn't do a lot for my confidence, honestly.
Keep talking.
However, whenever I go to an event, I have like this momentary pause.
She's so stupid. Keep talking, baby.
Dude, you just called me stupid.
What?
Not only did you interrupt me.
Keep going, baby.
You just called me stupid. Every time I go...
She has this momentary pause.
Oh, my God.
But then when we get there, she's the most diplomatic. Like, she gets... I mean, sell ice to an Eskimo is like half of what she's capable of.
That's not true, but it's true.
Writing tip of the paw.
So this podcast is supposed to be about living the best life and the best writing life that you can.
Even if it's at Siam Orchid.
And I just ended this 6-month stint teaching this class called Write, Submit, Support, which was run by the Writing Barn in Austin. Sean just licked my hand because he can't be a grown-up and let me actually talk in a way that's helpful to other people that aren't him.
I am. I'm like a kindergartner.
He's really
trying to
bad.
Cause distractions, so I become the center of attention. Go, my love.
Oh, thank Roll. You for the permission.
Maybe tonight we can have some selfish.
Anyways, Write, Submit, Support is an online class that follows, like, basically the program that an MFA in writing does when it's an online or distance program, like a low residency program. I couldn't say program. But it has the added bonus of community and support to each other via critique partners and online classes and Facebook groups and support partners. So I taught this thing, but I also learned a lot. And the thing that I learned is that I had it easy in my writing journey.
It was really easy. Like, I got a book contract 12 months after I decided to become a writer. And that's weird and it's abnormal. And then I became an international bestseller like a couple years after that. And that's abnormal. And what this class really helped me to learn is that there are other writers out there who are so brilliant and so talented, and they have these amazing stories that somehow still aren't published. And these writers aren't giving up. And that's the most amazing thing, is that they're persisting. They're relentless. They're going after their craft and working so hard to be the best writers telling the best stories ever. And children's book writers have to be relentless. There's no giving up. If something blocks your path, fix it. Charge into writing and submitting and the writing life with a focused action and determination, and don't give up ever. Because that's what makes the difference. What makes the difference, Sean?
Not giving up. Determination. Being relentless.
Fixing your mistakes and never stopping, moving forward towards that goal of being a writer, traditionally published or otherwise, and quitting doesn't let success happen, right?
That's right.
So what should you do?
Not quit. Fix and learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, focus on the problems.
Be relentless.
Relentless. Focus on the problems in your book and then in your career. If your book's boring, fix it. If your characters are flat, fix them. If you need an agent, start looking for one. If your current agent doesn't work well for you, ditch them. Be relentless.
And if all else fails, go to your favorite local Thai restaurant and get their version of the poo-poo platter.
It's nothing. That's nothing like a poo-poo platter, man. What we get at Sunny Market.
Yeah.
Are you just saying that because they're an Asian restaurant? Because no. Thai is not the same as, like, Chinese.
You can get the American version of the poo-poo platter, too.
What's the American version of a poo-poo
platter? It's like hot wings, hot tenders, stuffed mushrooms, mozzarella sticks, potato skins.
So like an appetizer combo platter?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the American poo-poo platter. Or the TGI Fridays poo-poo platter. Wherever, you know. If you're older than a millennial, it's like TGI Fridays. Nowadays, who knows?
In summary, life is like an appetizer platter, and you gotta be relentless and grab the pieces that you want right away. If you are in a big family where everybody wants the chicken wing, get that chicken wing. Because if you hesitate, what's gonna happen?
You're gonna miss out on what you want.
Exactly.
It's like this. If you're at that place with a significant other, 50-50, split it right down the middle, unless they don't like something. But if you're out with your friends, get that crap, the best of whatever you like, take it quick. As soon as it hits the table, bam! Don't let your friends have it.
A lot of us writers are really nice people.
That's determined and relentless.
I know. And we try to let other people's have the chicken wing before we have it.
Yeah, you're like 1/100th of a second. Okay, you had your chance, pow.
Okay. Anyways, writers act like we can't fix our own problems. My problem right now might be Sean. But we can. Just like we can take control of our book. He's rolling his eyes at me. We can also take control of our life and our career.
You know, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't even have known about the oysters the other night.
I know, man.
They were good.
They were really good.
So listen, what'd you say, baby? Quick summary.
Be relentless. Go after what you want. Don't give up. Fix whatever problems are there between you and your obstacle, just like you do it for the hero in your novel. Fix your own life. Be relentless. Go after what you want. Now.
Yeah. And if somebody else is slowing you up, like say an agent or somebody, remember, nice is for friends, not business. It's about to get your business first.
Boom.
Dog tip for life. I love you, baby.
How is that the dog tip for life,
it's
honey?
It's not. It's not. I'm just trying what Sparty told me.
Oh.
He said, like, dude, if you just go sit at their feet and put on your cutest face and maybe drool a little bit, pretty soon they're going to give you a treat. It might be a food treat. It might be a head rub. It might be a butt rub.
Sparty likes butt rubs.
I was like, dude, you get butt rubs? I've never got my butt rub. He's like, holy crap. Next time Llama's out of town, I'll teach you how to get a butt rub.
What? So
I was like, all right. Yeah, he's going to teach me how to get a butt rub. You're done now, baby.
I'm never leaving town again.
He's like, one hand on your butt, one hand on my butt. We'll all be set. He's going to show me how to do a leg kick and everything. You know when you rub his butt, his leg goes crazy? Yeah, you're done. Anyways.
I feel like I need to apologize for this podcast.
What?
It's just so weird. It's so weird. You just talked about butt rubs, man. And, like, your dog teaching you how to get one.
It's because he's like, be relentless. Get right in their face. Give them the cutie face. Drool a little bit. Put your head on their lap.
And if that doesn't work,
jump off the couch and go lay in the corner by yourself.
No, because being relentless is getting what you want. So you try different ways.
If you can't do it the cute way, I already said it. Just put yourself first and do it however you want to label it. Prima donna. Dink.
Oh, I don't know.
Look out for number one, baby.
But not that much, man. Like, you want to, like, go after your goals,
like,
but you want to keep your...
On the butt.
You don't want to nip people. You don't want to bite them, but you want to... Remember that you're important too. And writers forget that they're important too.
Everybody forgets sometimes.
I think there's an occasional politicians who don't forget that.
Oh, well, they're just idiots. Don't get into politics.
I'm not. I just said, I didn't say a party.
Sparty
I didn't
has a hard
specify.
Time with political conversations.
Political.
Sparty has a hard time with political conversations. Jesus.
Now you took the Lord's name in vain. We just lost more listeners.
It's already Carrie After Dark.
Oh, we did
warn
them.
Do you remember when cable first came out? And they had like Playboy After Dark.
No, because I was a really good girl. I didn't grow up in Florida.
I was a good boy.
So we'd like to give a shout out because the music in this podcast is Check Them In by Emma Grace. And we're able to use this amazing music thanks to Emma's kindness and the Creative Commons.
And in writing news, The Spy Who Played Baseball is a picture book biography about Mo Berg. And it's really cool. I read it. There's a movie out now about Mo Berg, a Major League Baseball player who became a spy. You should totally buy Carrie's book about Mo. It's awesome and quirky and fun. And I don't know what that noise was. But she'll be heading to Houston, North Carolina, and Virginia soon just to talk about how cool her book is.
No.
Now, how cool is that?
You said cool 82 times.
Cool.
Our podcast.
podcast Dogs Are Smarter Than People continues to exist, but we're not sure why. But thank you to all of you who keep listening to our weirdness as we talk about random thoughts, writing advice, and life tips. We're sorry we laugh so much, sort of. Please share it and subscribe to it if you can. And rate and like us if you're feeling kind, because that matters somehow in the whole algorithms of things.
And finally, most importantly, for the month of July, Carrie's book, Flying, which is another wonderful book by the amazing Carrie Jones, is on sale. She snorted. An ebook version on the multiple, that means more than one, platforms, which means not just Amazon. It's a cheap way to have an awesome read in a book that's basically Men in Black meets Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But with chocolate-covered pretzels. Not quite sure what that means. Oh!
You read the book, man?
I did. No, I got the whole Men in Black and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It was the chocolate-covered pretzels thing that threw me.
You don't remember that part?
No, baby. I'm sorry. It was years ago that I read it.
Thanks for listening. There's more tips and the Oh, Sean's glaring at me.
I'm not glaring at you, but
I read the subtext in that glare.
Thousands of books a year. How can I remember every part?
Hold on while I cough, because I cough when you're like...
Besides, I probably read that one before it was even in print.
You read it a really long time ago.
Yeah, I know.
But anyways, for the writing tips that go along with this podcast, check out CarrieJonesBooks.blog and hit Dogs Are Smarter Than People. And you'll find it.
And by the way, thousands of books of the year is only like 6 a day. So, I don't know why you don't believe me.
Thank you.
Peace.
Peace out, man.